You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. Pop quiz, everyone. What do you think is the most downloaded music streaming app right now? It is not Apple Music. It is not Pandora. It is not even Spotify. It's Tidal. What was an also-ran service owned by Jay-Z is suddenly getting lots of attention. The reason comes down to two words, Kanye and Beyonce. But will it last? Nova Sappho explains.
On Saturday Night Live over the weekend, Kanye West debuted songs from his latest album.
We on our ultra light beam.
We on an ultra light beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is everything.
Then at the end of the song, West said this.
I'm gonna show KanyeWest.com right now. Tidal streaming right now, mom.
Yeah. So if you didn't catch that, Wes said the album's available on his website and on Tidal. That mention and a tweet directing his fans to the music streaming service is all it took to catapult Tidal to become the number one free download on Apple.
Tidal's trying to position itself as having these exclusive deals.
Jeremy Morris teaches media and culture studies at the University of Wisconsin. He credits West for the Tidal bump and says an exclusive single from Beyonce a week earlier also brought lots of attention to the music streamer.
Increasingly, we're going to see these exclusive offers as these services jockey to say, you know, where do we stand in this market?
A market crowded with Spotify, Pandora, and deep-pocketed rivals such as Apple Music. And while exclusive artist deals are one way to stand out, they're also a hard way, says Casey Ray. He heads the Future of Music Coalition, a musicians' advocacy group.
We see a very, very small pool at this point of globally bankable superstars.
And few of those superstars are on independent labels, allowing them the freedom to make deals with Tidal. That's why Casey Ray suspects Tidal's bump will be temporary. Gigi Johnson, who heads the UCLA Center for Music Innovation, says the battle isn't even about getting attention.
It's great to be popping on the app list. How do you get those people to actually, and when the free trial is over, to stay?
Johnson says that's still a tough proposition because we're so accustomed to getting music for free. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.